Some areas of our country are doing very well. Others are doing less well. It will probably, unfortunately, get worse before it gets better.
有說他們說是記者, 但實際上是不是這麼簡單呢? 我們也需要...
From this evening, I must give the British people a very simple instruction. You must stay at home.
We can no longer, from today onwards, be proud. We can no longer sit back and remain silent on the senseless, unlawful killing, sly racism of another human being based only on what? Their skin color.
We are worried that the Chinese Communist Party make use of the evil law to further suppress Hong Kong people.
This is all wrong. I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet, you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
Hi everyone, and welcome to Where We Are with Nina Zoe Porter, your breakdown of all the key events in the world from the past 7 days, all in one bite-sized podcast. For today's episode, here's what happened in the world this week.
What a sad night for the United States of America to hear their president say that, to falsely accuse people of trying to steal the election, to try to attack democracy that way with this feast of falsehoods.
The US presidential election has swept the news by storm, but it isn't over yet. At the time of publication, Democratic nominee Joe Biden has been called as winning the race with a predicted 290 Electoral College votes to Trump's 214. A candidate only requires 270 out of a total 538 Electoral College votes to win the election. The 2020 presidential election has seen the highest voter turnout since the 1900s, and Joe Biden has become the most voted for presidential candidate in US history. But this year's election has seen huge delays, with it taking upwards of 3 days for states to declare their results after the COVID-19 pandemic resulted in an unprecedented number of people voting early and via postal votes, which in some states cannot be processed until election day. On Saturday, after the Associated Press, CNN, and others called Joe Biden as winning the race, the president-elect spoke publicly about wanting to be a president for all Americans, even those who did not vote for him.
I'm proud of the coalition we put together, the broadest and most diverse coalition in history. Democrats, Republicans, Independents, Progressives, Moderates, Conservatives, young, old, urban, suburban, rural, gay, straight, transgender, white, Latino, Asian, Native American.
As expected, incumbent Donald Trump has not taken the news of losing the presidential race well. When the results started to turn sour for Trump, he claimed that the election had been rigged against him and that there had been mass voter fraud. Since then, he has launched legal battles in multiple swing states to try and overturn the blue wave and get mail-in ballots cancelled. In reaction to Biden leading the race, on Thursday at the White House, Donald Trump repeated his false claims that a count of legally cast ballots would show him winning the presidential race and said at one point, "This is a case where they're trying to steal an election. They're trying to rig an election."
This is a fraud on the American public. This is an embarrassment to our country. We were getting ready to win this election. Frankly, we did win this election.
With Biden not due to be sworn in as president until January the 20th, 2021, it's clear that the election drama will continue for months to come. And next.
So now is the time to take action because there is no alternative. And from Thursday until the start of December, you must stay at home. You may only leave home for specific reasons, including for education, for work, let's say if you cannot work from home, for exercise and recreation outdoors with your household or on your own, with one person from another household, for medical reasons, appointments, and to escape injury or harm, to shop for food and essentials, and to provide care for vulnerable people or as a volunteer.
This week, England has entered a national lockdown for the second time. From Thursday the 5th of November, England will be in a four-week lockdown until the 2nd of December, with Prime Minister suggesting that families and friends will be reunited in time for Christmas. After the lockdown is lifted, restrictions would be eased and regions would go back to the tiered system. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said the second lockdown has been put in place to prevent a medical and moral disaster for the NHS. But unlike the restrictions in spring, schools, colleges, and universities can stay open. However, pubs, restaurants, gyms, and non-essential shops will remain closed. The decision, however, has drawn a lot of criticism on Boris Johnson for failing to act earlier when a scientist told him to earlier on. And the dramatic U-turn left him scrambling to explain why he had not accepted a circuit break lockdown earlier when the Sage Advisory Group recommended it. Labour leader Keir Starmer, who called for the circuit breaker 18 days ago, said the government completely rejected that, only to now announce the same thing. Similarly, Labour MP Jonathan Ashworth also highlighted the devastating impacts of this delayed decision.
Since Sage advised for a lockdown in September, over 4,000 lives have been lost. Infections have increased from 4,000 a day to over 20,000 a day. The numbers in critical care on ventilation have increased from 154 to 815.
There has also been some confusion as to how long the lockdown will go on for, with all regions of the UK doing their own lockdowns for varying lengths. It is widely thought that England's lockdown may continue for longer than the proposed 4 weeks. Also, while it has been reported that infection rates in England and Wales are beginning to slow, the latest daily figures of infection at the time of recording continued to be at 23,287 new cases per day. And finally, Renewed tension has sparked fears of a civil war in Ethiopia after Ethiopia's Air Force carried out strikes in the Tigray region. The country's Prime Minister has called it another escalation of a crisis people fear could plunge the country into a bitter and bloody civil conflict. For months, there has been rising hostility between the Tigray's People Liberation Front, once a dominant member of Ethiopia's ruling coalition, and Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed's government. However, September's election in Tigray, which the federal government had postponed nationwide because of the coronavirus, is widely considered to be the cause of the recent rapid deterioration. This week, the federal government in Ethiopia vowed to continue a military offensive in the northern Tigray region, despite international calls for restraint. Prime Minister Abiy ordered the military to mount an offensive against Tigray after he blamed the Tigray's People's Liberation Front for an attack on the Federal Army base. While it is known that there is conflict happening, at the time of recording, it is difficult to know how intense the clashes have been and how many people have been killed, due to the fact internet and phone lines have been cut off in Tigray. Citizens in Ethiopia are currently praying to bring peace to the people. The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said he was deeply alarmed and called for an immediate de-escalation of fighting. So, you're all caught up. That's where we are in the world this week. Be sure to listen next week to stay up to date on the latest news around the world. Search Where We Are with Nina Porter on all podcast platforms and subscribe today to get new episodes first.